USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Flat Rock, Michigan are urging some residents to evacuate after a gasoline leak at a Ford Motor Company assembly plant in the city. Teams from Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services were going door-to-door in the affected areas to urge residents to leave, but those evacuations are not mandatory. Health officials say that they don't believe there is an imminent danger to residents, but they were acting out of an abundance of caution. Elevated levels of benzene have been found in some homes near the plant, prompting the suggestion to evacuate. And the Transportation Security Administration says it screened one of the largest numbers of air passengers this summer heading into the holiday weekend. The TSA says it screened 2.1 million passengers on Friday, the highest volume since August 15th. The increase in holiday travel coming as the U.S. sees increasing numbers of COVID cases and health officials asking unvaccinated Americans to refrain from traveling for the holiday. The U.S. is averaging about 153,000 new COVID cases per day. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that the administration believes that there are around 100 Americans who were left behind in Afghanistan. Representative Adam Kinzinger wants to know who was evacuated out. The Illinois Republican tells CNN's State of the Union that the White House hasn't responded to his requests for information on who got out.
No, not yet. And, you know, look, again, it was interesting because as this was going down, this evacuation, the administration would stand up and talk about all this great success. And certainly, the you know, they evacuated a lot of people. I don't want to take that away from them. But we were hearing very different things on the ground, and you know, we're getting really real big pushback when they're like, "Oh no, it's going swimmingly," and we're saying, "No, we're hearing nobody's getting through the gates." And I think what we're seeing now is, I think we evacuated something like 8,800 of these Afghan civs out of tens of thousands that wanted to go. This is a shameful moment in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A week after Hurricane Ida made landfall in Louisiana, residents continue cleanup and recovery efforts. The storm would become the sixth costliest storm in U.S. history, causing an estimated $18 billion worth of damage. Stephanie Fox with the Red Cross tells Fox News about the ways that her organization is helping the Gulf Coast recover.
After the immediate aftermath of a hurricane, of course, our top priority is ensuring folks have safe shelter, access to food, and access to water. As we get into the days and weeks after the impact, we look to do more advanced recovery efforts. Right now, we have three kitchens stood up that are pushing out thousands and thousands of meals a day, both lunch as well as dinner. We have emergency response vehicles that are taking those meals out into the hardest hit communities. We've got distribution points with emergency supplies that are staged in numerous communities across the state that were impacted the worst to be able to provide resources like shovels and cleanup kits and things that folks would need to muck and gut out their house, as well as tarps to cover any damage to their roof. So we continue to move forward in that slow recovery process.
The Red Cross is also helping areas in the Northeast recover that were hit by the remnants of Ida, where more than 40 people were killed by severe flooding in four states. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.